You have your Bible this morning, turn to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. We do appreciate the Lord in all that He does. Amen. He is gracious to us and we thank Him for His blessings upon us. Praise His holy name. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. We'll begin reading at verse 4 this morning. If you have your Bible, I hope you have a Bible. If you don't, amen, let us know and we'll get you one. Amen. Going to a church without your Bible is like going into battle without your sword, without a gun. Man, you need your Bible. Acts chapter 1, verse 4 said, "Being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Lord hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Praise the Lord." As we look here in the Word of God, we see today that God, as Paul is writing or Luke's writing the Acts of the Apostles, he begins to tell us that some folks was assembled together, as had been commanded to do, and they was assembled together for a purpose. They was ascended together to wait for a promise. I'm glad today that we've got a promise-keeping God. And if He's made you a promise, I want to say the authority on the authority of God and His precious Word of truth that He'll keep His promise to you. Amen. He promised that if we had trust Him, if we'd love Him, we'd accept Him, praise God, that He'd save us. He promised if we'd trust Him and believe on Him, that He'd save us and He'd save our household. He'd bring those in, praise God, it's gone wayward. He'd bring those in, praise God, it's lost and undone in this world. And I believe that with all my heart today, that God's going to do what He promised He'll do. And we see as He told him, he said, you just wait upon the Lord, praise God. And He said, and someday, in a little while, praise God, He said, there's going to be some power that's bestowed. And He said, that power is going to come from on high. I want to say this morning, praise God, number one, that God promised us some power. I want to say there's power in the child of God. There's power in the Word of God. There's power in being a child of God. There's power in lifting up the name of the Lord. There's power in being a good godly church member. There's power in God in your home. There's power in God in your life. Where does that power come from? I want to say the power that we have is not of ourselves. The power that we have today is from God Almighty. Amen. If it was power within ourselves, we would be without. But I'm saying today on the authority of God that God Almighty gives us the power to be that He wants us to be. I don't have to try to scourge it up. I don't have to try to hunt it up. I don't have to try to hunt for it and search for it. Praise God. God Almighty has empowered me from on high. Amen. I want to say this morning, we got all the power that we need. Amen. That word power, it speaks of dynamite. Amen. Explosive. Amen. That it'll go out, praise God, and make a difference. I want to say, praise God, you want to make a scene in this world, you just get full of the power of God. Amen. You get God all over you, praise God, and as folks around you start seeing some power, it'll start coming out of you. Amen. Praise God, you'll get overloaded in the heart, praise God, and it'll start overflooding your eyes, it'll start overflooding your mouth, praise God. Things will come out of you that you never thought you had. Amen. Amen. He said that power comes from God. Amen. The disciples asked Him, they said, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Now they was asked questions, Lord, are you going to, certainly, but see, we got to remember, praise God, that the Jew had rejected their Messiah. They had rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, that promised Messiah. He had come to set up the kingdom. Amen. But he said, my kingdom's not of this world. Why? Because the Jew had rejected him. They denied the Lord Jesus Christ. They denied the very power that God had to give to them. I want to say there's power from on high to be had today. And if we ain't careful, we'll deny the very power that God has for us. Amen. We'll get caught up in circumstances and superstition and we'll forget about the power of God. I want to say the power of God's real. I mean, the power of God's so real, praise God. You can see it in the choir, praise God. When you sing them Holy Ghost songs and the Holy Ghost of God tiptoes across your soul and you get the can't help it, praise God. Tears start a flowing. You come out of there rejoicing, praise God. That was the power of God. There's nothing in the world can do that to a soul. Amen. You say, where does it come from? It comes from God. Amen. It says, not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father had put in His own power. Say, where that power come from? That power comes from the Father on high. That power that we have, praise God. Amen. It comes from God Almighty. That power that we have, praise God, it comes from the throne of grace. That power comes from prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ making intercession for His people. Glory be to God. There's power that comes down. There's power, praise God, that gets a hold of your life. There's power that makes a change in your talk. There's power that makes a change in your walk. There's power, praise God, that we ain't even harnessed yet. There's power that we haven't even recognized yet. There's power in our God. Amen. We serve an almighty God, an all-powerful God, a God who's able to do all things. The Bible said there's nothing impossible with God. Many, many times we see where people, even in the Bible, would question God. They'd say, can God? Amen. Can God? But somebody, praise God, would be filled with that power from on high, and they'd say, yeah, God can. Amen. Somebody else say, can God? Somebody over here say, yeah, God can. How do you know, praise God? Because they've seen God do it. Amen. Amen. Hey, lest you get discouraged, praise God, just shut your eyes and say, God can. Amen. When we can't, when we don't know where to go, when we don't know the way, praise God, God does. Amen. Just cry out, say, God can. Why, preacher? Because that power is not of us, it comes from God. Amen. He said, Father hath put in His own power. So that power come from God. Amen. That power didn't, it's not of this world. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of folks seeking power in this world. But I want to say there's greater power that's out. You know what? The geologists and things is trying to, they're trying to figure out a source of power. They're trying to find a sustainable source of power. They dig in the earth. They scratch on the earth. They look in holes and caves and caverns. They're looking all over, say, for a place of power. To find a sustainable power in this day. Amen. It wasn't until just a while back that they finally figured it out. The power comes from the sun. Amen. Hey. Hey, if you're going to have any power, praise God at all, something that's sustainable, glory be to God, it's got to come to the, amen, from the sun. Amen. He said, it's not for you to know the power of God. Amen. He said, the power of God has got to come, praise God, through the sun. Amen. God said, Lord and God, He said, I'm going to give you the power. Amen. Amen. He said, I'm going to empower you. I'm going to give you a sustainable power. Amen. But notice what else He says. In verse 8, He said, but you shall receive power. Amen. He said, I've got the power. Amen. I like that song, He's got the power. Amen. He's got the power. But He said, what we should do. Not number one, God's got the power, but He said we should expect the power. Amen. Praise God. We should expect the power to be manifest in us. Amen. We should come every time we gather together expecting the power of God to be manifest before us, that we could see it. That'd be real. Amen. This isn't just a time to come together. This ain't a ceremony, praise God. It's a place of worship. Where we come together in spirit. Amen. Where the power comes from above, praise God. And it infiltrates, praise God, the very presence of our being, the fibers of our soul, praise God, and stirs us from within. Yeah. Amen. You say, Pastor Jeff, you just get too excited. That's all right, I'm an excitable person. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 Praise God. There's a whole lot of things in this world that excite you. Huh? There's a whole lot of things in this world that stir you up, get you up. Whoa! Amen. I won't say, but praise God, there's empowerment in me. Glory be to God, I can't help it. Amen. Because that power, he said, that God has given us power. And praise God, I've got an expectation of that power. Praise God. Every time I come through the door, I'm looking for the power, looking for the touch, looking for the son. Amen. That from God, amen. Expecting it. Every time I meet, praise God, I come expecting God to show up. And you know what, Brother Chris? He's never let me down. Amen. I come expecting. Hey, God said, I'll give you the power. He said, the Father has the power. He said, if you need sustainable power, praise God, just expect it's coming from the Son. Amen. Now we can take courage in the Son. Amen. It's been a burning up there, praise God, for thousands of years. Amen. Just as bright as it ever has. Amen. I forget how many billion cubic tons of energy, Brother Victor, that it puts off every second. Billions of tons of energy. Are you with me this morning? Billion. Why are we so dead, praise God, when the Son has given us billions of tons of energy, praise God, the powers from the Son, amen, it illuminates, glory be to God. You said, yeah, but that's a different kind of Son. I won't say praise God. The one that put it up there was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All things is made by Him. Without Him is not anything made. Amen. The Son put it up there, praise God. He said, this is the Son. Amen, praise God. It's a constant source of power, constant source of health, constant source of healing, constant source of growth. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for the Son? Amen. Amen. You say, how do you get that when you expect it? Amen. I don't know if anybody been out to Burnsville lately? Going out towards Burnsville, out there on the left. There's a house, and they started, I guess, 8 or 10 years ago, and they put a couple solar panels on the roof of their house. You see that? You seen that house? And they got a couple solar panels on the roof of their house. It must have worked pretty good because they put a couple more up on the bank above the house. Amen. And that must have done what they wanted to do. Cause so they went out on their little shed and they put a few more. Amen. I think they're almost greedy. Praise God, they're trying to get it all. You know what they're doing? Praise God, they realize that there's power from on high, and they come expecting, amen, to receive that power. And they put them panels out there. Praise God, and God just shines on them. Glory to God, and they receive that power. Amen. God empowers them. Amen. God, they expect it. God just blesses on purpose. See what happens. Hey, we're the same way. When we come expecting God, He has the power. Amen. And He has it to bestow. Amen. But we have to become expectant of the power. Every time we get around, praise God, every time we get along with God in a prayer closet, we ought to expect the power. Every time we go down the road and hear a good Holy Ghost song, praise God, we ought to expect the power. Every time they said such and such getting up to preach the gospel, praise the Lord, we ought to expect the power. Amen. Ought to expect it. Amen. The power's there, and if we expect it, praise God. The Bible says not only would they expect it, but said they excelled with it. Amen. When you realize the power, and you accept the power God has, praise God, it'll help you to excel. Glory be to God. Hey, there's no backing up when the power's there. Amen. Glory be to God. You ask my little wife. Amen. She gets in a car and her little old lead foot hits on that gas pedal. Hey, there's no backing up. Amen. Glory be to God. She's like a shot and she's out of here. Amen. Just watch this again. Just please get off the sidewalks. Amen. God, Amen. What are you talking about? I'm not talking about power, praise God. When you get there and you expect it. Amen. You begin to excel, glory be to God. We begin to overcome the adversary. We begin to get to a higher place of existence. We begin to come to a place where God just blesses us on purpose. Amen. Look what he says. He says, but you shall receive the power. See, when you expect it, you receive it. He said, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Amen. He said, whenever we realize the power, and we expect that power to come where we're at. Amen. That's what those folks with those solar panels is doing. Amen. They're expecting the sun to come up every morning. They expecting, glory be to God, it be new and fresh, Brother David, every day. They're expecting to shine upon them every day. Expecting them rays, pray God, even on cloudy days, hey, glory be to God, to get through. Yeah. Amen. You know what's wrong with us? We'll have a cloudy day and we'll just sit and pout. Amen. Yeah. We'll have a cloudy day and we'll just sit and pout, pray God, and we ought to be rejoicing in the Lord. Yeah. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I like the days it's cloudy and rainy. Amen. I go into study early in the morning. If I don't have to go out and the hospital visit somebody, I go in there early in the morning and stay there till time to go get dinner. Amen. And I don't feel bad about it, praise God, because I had nothing else I could get accomplished. Amen. But praise God, I can take time. I can take time with my loving Savior. I get in there in that little room with Him. I open up His precious Word and just sit there and let Him talk to me a little bit. I let Him love on me a little bit. Glory be God, let Him tell me how sweet and dear He is, how He cares for me, how He's there to help me, how He's there to encourage me, how He's there to lift me up, how He's there to take me places. Praise God, I never thought I could go. Amen. Praise God and be with me when I get there. Amen. Because I expect it. Amen. I expect it. Amen. Glory be to God. When I expect it, I begin to excel in it. Amen. Glory be to God. What he does, brother, he just pushes me a little further. He takes me just a little further. He gets me in, brother, just a little deeper. Amen. Amen. Gets me up a little closer to the portals of glory. Amen. Gives me a little step up so I can get just a little bit of peek of His marvelous grace and His tender mercy and the love that He has for us. Amen. That's what we're talking about. I'm talking about power. It comes down. Power that we expect. Power that'll help us to excel in the things of God. But see, I'm afraid what's wrong with America today is we're not looking to excel in the things of God. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we've got stalled out. Amen. We've got bogged down in this world. We got bogged down in all the things and the drudgery of life, praise God, instead of realizing that there's power on high, praise God, to illuminate our heart and illuminate our mind, praise God, so that we can excel for the Lord. But we only get it when we expect it. Amen. When we begin to expect what God's got for us, we begin to receive it, praise God, with expectation, then we'll begin to excel. Amen. Praise God. Moving on. Amen. Listen, this is no time to sit still. Amen. This is no time to sit still, praise God. If we're ever going to get in, let me rephrase that. If you're ever going to get in, hello? If you are ever going, say this with me. If I am ever going to get in, I need to get in now. Amen. Because if we're expecting power, amen, praise God, we know the power, we're expecting power, and we want to excel in His power, we've got to be in part, we've got to be part of His power. Amen. Back to those solar panels. How do you think they begin to get that power? Amen. They expected that it'd come every day, praise God, so they set them panels out there. Amen. They wanted more power of God, so they moved. They went out and they purchased more, praise God. They bought them, had them brought out, and they put up more solar panels so they could receive more power. You know, preacher, we can only get so much power. I want to say, praise God, I don't know where you heard that at. My God is unlimited. Amen. Did you hear what I say? My God is unlimited. And if you'll accept Him, praise God, you'll prevail in the power of the Lord. The power of God overshadow you. Man, come down to where you are. His power be manifest in your life. Glory be to God. And when you begin, when we see it, we begin to realize it. We think, look what God's done. Amen. When we realize, you know, glory to God, look what He's doing. Amen. I can just imagine they got them powers, they got them panels set up there, and they got to, I hope them folks listen to this and I preach it, and if it goes on the radio, praise God, they realize that their panels are a blessing for one time anyway. Not only a blessing to them, but a blessing to me. But they realized they expected that power to come, and they excelled. That power excelled. It came into those panels, praise God, and it comes to that place where they capture that power, where they harness that power, praise God. Because the power's there, they know it is. Amen, it's in the Son. And they expect that power, praise God, because He's not powerless, He's of almighty power. And they begin to excel, praise God. That power begins to come into that place. And praise God, you know what happens? Amen. Glory be to God. If they get more than they can use, they can turn around and, praise God, make a tap or two and send it on down the line. Amen. Praise God. They can, hey, they can reap the benefits, amen, of the power, praise God, with expectation, amen. Realizing, glory be to God, that this thing's real. Amen. Praise God, and they can harness that, praise God, and we can harness that same power. And praise God, when you get the can't help it, and it gets to running over and running out of you, praise God, it'll go down the line, somebody else will get it. I love it, praise God, when the choir gets up here, or these singers get up here, and they get the singing, the Holy Ghost of God moves upon their heart, and they can't do nothing but stand there and weep and go, amen, mouth the words, but nothing's coming out. I want to say, glory be to God. There is a God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they begin to exhale. Praise God. But then they give in. But he says, praise the Lord. He said, at the end result of this, when we receive that power from on high, and it comes down to us, glory be to God, and we expect it, and we begin to excel in it. Praise God. He said that when it's all said and done, he said that we will prevail. Amen. He said, if Holy Ghost God, he said, you'll be witness for me. He said, not just a little bit. Amen. Watch this. He said, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and to Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. When we recognize that power, we expect it and we excel, praise God. He said, we'll prevail. Amen. Listen, praise God. We're going out of here lifted up, praising the Lord. Amen. When it's all said and done, he said, we will prevail. Amen. 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 He said, we won't just touch here and there. We won't hit just the high spot. Praise God, we're going to go across this country, across this land, praise God, prevailing in the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God, what a Savior that we have. Amen. Because that power, harnessed in the Son, we accept the Son. We excel in the Son. We prevail in the Son, praise God. We march yonder, praise God, because of His glory manifest to His children. Amen. Can you see the glory of God as it comes down? Just like them rays of the sun come down, hits them solar panels, and boom, them things start producing the power. Amen. And they get more juice in them than they can hold. Amen. God, they expecting it. Amen. Praise God. If they didn't expect it, they wouldn't put them battery packs to contain it. They'd just have it run the house and they'd just have electricity when the sun wanted to shine. Certain circumstances. But praise God, when you come expecting it, you excel, praise God, because that power comes in and illuminates, praise God. It begins to illuminate them grids and they begin to produce and they produce, praise God, till it begins to overflow. See, that's what children of God are supposed to be, praise God. We're supposed to be producing because of that power that God has given us. Amen. Till we overflow, praise God. And everybody around us begins to see the power. But what's wrong with us, praise God, is we're stifling that power. Amen. We're stifling that power. We're holding back that power. Amen. We're not being charged with all God wants to charge us with. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's almost like we got a battery. It's shorted out. Amen. Praise God. A whole lot of the energy is going to ground. Amen. But praise God, when you get the good God of glory and you get the, amen, we get the working right, we get charged right, amen, we begin to expect and excel, praise God. We prevail and we take that charge in, praise God, and we get full to overflowing, praise God, and we begin to pour out to a lost and a dying world. Amen. He said to all the regions of the earth, praise the Lord. It's a glory be to God. He said, hey, listen. He said, when are you going to bring about the kingdom? He said, what's going to happen in this thing? He said, hey, listen, the Father has the power. Amen. He said, you just wait on a promise. The Father has the power to make the promise come true. And praise God, He has the power. If we just expect it, maybe, praise God. He said, we'll accept. And He said, praise God, God's people will prevail in the end. Amen. God's made it. God's made it a way, praise God, that we are empowered. Amen. We're an empowered people. Praise God. Hey, listen, don't let nobody tell you that you don't have no power. Don't let them tell that you don't have no say-so. But I want to say there's power that we've never even harnessed yet. I want to say this morning there's power that He has for you. There's power that He has to give you. But you've got to expect that power. Amen. Anticipate. Anticipation of that power to come into your life, to overshadow you, to consume you. That's why He said, be being filled, to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Not to be drunk with wine, wherein is excess. That's all worldly spirits, the worldly enjoyment. But praise God, He said, be filled with the Spirit. Amen. That Spirit of God, that empowerment from on high. He said, when we get charged up with that, Lord be God, He said, that's something that'll stimulate you. Amen. That's something, praise God, that'll move you along, glory be God, for His glory. Something that we expect. Amen. Something that'll move us along, praise God. Something that'll prevail in the end. See, I've read the last chapter, the last book in the last chapter. And He says that we're winners, praise God. And He said, all those that would like to partake of the tree of life, praise God, those living waters, He said, come unto Me and drink. Amen. He said, I've got the power. He said, I've got the power. He said, would you like to be energized this morning? Maybe you're here this morning, you've been caught up in an old humdrum life. Maybe your Christianity, maybe your Christian life, maybe your church life is just that. It's just a church life. But maybe you need to be empowered by God this morning to move you and to motivate you. Praise God, you'll begin to expect, amen, something from God, something more than you've been a getting, glory to God, so that you just move along, move up closer, praise God, so you can prevail, be a winner when it comes to the finish line. You may be here this morning, old devil's beat you down, old devil's trying to discourage you. Maybe he's got dragging your youngins off. Maybe he's got your folks deceived. Maybe there's people that's lost and undone all around you. But God says this morning, listen, youngin, He said, praise God, you have the power. Amen. There's power to be had in God Almighty. He said, if you just come this morning expecting the power, He said, He'll demonstrate that power to you in so many ways, you'll have to like one of them. Amen. He said, He'll demonstrate that power to you if you'll just come this morning. Bow at an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord God, here I am. Lord God, I need to be empowered from on high. I need that power. Lord, I come expecting it. Amen. I come expecting that power this morning. I need it, Lord, like never before, so I can move on, so that I can prevail.